Are you looking for a first communion, confirmation, or graduation gift? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May is the new bonded leather cover edition of Luther's Small and Large Catechisms. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040 and request the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, Martin Luther's Small and Large Catechisms, 1-800-325-3040. I think it is altogether clear by now that the goal of the sexual revolution, perhaps not even realized by those who have been engaging in it and supporting it for so many decades, the goal is the elimination of marriage. It has many different tactics. The elimination of the distinction between man and woman. Maybe the arguments that marriage doesn't really help anybody or hinders women. There are all kinds of tactics in the sexual revolution to eliminate marriage entirely. And in many ways, at least legally, they have won many battles. But are there more threats to marriage than simply the sexual revolution? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Monday afternoon, May the 20th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Christian marriage will be the topic for Hour 1. Then in Hour 2, we're going to look forward to Sunday morning talking with Dr. Carl Fikencher about Jesus' statement, "I have overcome the world," in John chapter 16. Dr. Scott Murray was one of the speakers at our Fall 2017 Making the Case Conference in Houston, Texas. He is senior pastor at Memorial Lutheran Church, second vice president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, author of the books Law, Life, and the Living God, A Year with the Church Fathers, and a forthcoming publication called The Gates of Hell. Here's Dr. Murray's presentation, Making the Case for Christian Marriage.
I've been asked this evening to speak about and make the case for Christian marriage. Not very long ago, this would have been an open and shut case. A few words would do. We could all go off and have a drink. So why waste your breath? The answer is because not everybody knows what Christian marriage is anymore. And I might say at this point that the majority of the world, however, still does know what Christian marriage is. We should never forget that the American population is a very small percentage